So excited. So yeah, my name's Teal. I met Ricky through, I guess, Daniel slash Noha, like mixture of both. But yeah, I mean, I'm the co-founder and president of Vendy Bean. We're a beverage tech company innovating office coffee and coffee vending machines. And we've been doing it for 7 years. And so I'm like an entrepreneur, also just like huge in power. Advocate for empowerment of women and female founders, and also have ADHD. So I
Love
love each other.
it. We did bond over that. Like when we
Yeah.
talked at Noha's party, and I'll never forget. So just like, I don't know Teal like super well, but I have like a good read on like who you are. And the first time I ever talked to Teal, we were at one of our friends' parties, and we were talking about Adderall, and she was just asking me questions about who I am, whatever. And the first thing that she said was, she said like, you belong to the masses. And I just remember thinking like you were like, your story belongs to like the masses.
Yeah.
I remember just thinking like, this girl just like gets it. Like
Yeah, we connected instantly. Like we totally did.
we did, but you also just get it. So
Yeah.
aside from being, I mean, you have like a seven-figure business.
Yeah.
You guys
Well,
crush it. Tell
thank you.
me, first of all, tell us like how that business started, because it's a very niche, random industry. I want to hear the story, and then we're gonna get into all different kinds of things.
Yeah, it's very random. Like if you were to ask myself when I was 10 what you think I'd be doing, it's not this. But yeah, I mean, I grew up like not passionate about, like I wasn't excited about anything. I wasn't like really good at anything. School never came easy for me. Like I remember having to study like three times as hard to get B's when people would just get A's and like barely have to put the effort in. And nothing really like stuck. Like I didn't feel passion, right? And then I studied abroad in Florence my junior year of college, and while I was there was this like janky looking espresso vending machine that was on our campus, and I remember thinking like, oh, that's weird. I've never seen like a line of students, like kids waiting in line for a coffee from a vending machine before, but never really thought anything of it. Like I tried it, I was like, oh, this is really good. But that was it. Like I just kept going with my day. And then my brother, who's 2 years younger, was studying for finals and UT at the library. It's like 11 p.m. He calls me and he was like, oh my God, Teal, I have the best idea. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm studying for finals. Like my Adderall's wearing off. Like everyone's looking for coffee. There's no coffee in sight. Like what if there was a really high quality coffee vending machine that people actually liked at the college campuses, like in our library? And I was like, holy shit, I literally saw this
Wait,
concept.
that's so wild.
It was one of those like light bulb moments. And for the first time in my life, Ricky, I was like, I had an outer body experience with like whole body consuming passion of like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And
What?
it was so random. Like in all, in like the schemes of things, but I remember hanging up the phone and I was 21 and I told all my friends, like, when we go back to the States, I'm starting a coffee vending machine company. They're like, okay.
Yeah,
Like,
like what?
but literally like being so naive and just delusional was like my biggest gift, I believe. Like looking back was such a blessing. Because like I did it. Like it obviously was a journey and it's been through many iterations to get to where we are now. But fast forward, we have 320 machines
That's
within
wild.
8 markets, and we're doing seven figures in business, like in ARR. So it's taken us a minute to get here, and then COVID nearly killed us as well because that
Oh,
was,
really?
yeah,
I
it
guess that makes sense. Offices. So how did you come back from that?
was. We got every loan, and then it was actually a crazy story. Like,
Let's hear
I was
it.
in my like a really dark place because my identity was so wrapped up in my business, and like I needed to have this moment of like just reflection, like everyone did pretty much, and I realized like I was so affected because of that. And so I was looking in just a really dark place. And one day I remember feeling like I have to stop feeling sorry for myself. Like I need to, like I'm healthy. I have a brain. Like I have a body. I can figure it out and do something else if this crashes, right? And I remember like going to the beach and saying out loud, like, universe, if like give me a sign. Like if I'm surrendering, like if this is supposed to happen, like let it happen. And then I'm not kidding you. I never would go on Facebook ever. And I went on Facebook out of the blue one day on like the Vendy Bean account, and I'm looking up our DMs and we get a message and it's this Marine. He's like, hey, I'm a Marine at Camp Pendleton. I can get you guys on base here. And I was
Wow.
like, didn't believe it for a second. I was like, who is this guy? Like, super skeptical. I was like, I'm gonna take a meeting. Took a call with him and then like had multiple calls. He introduced us to like the director of procurement. And then we got 20 machines on Camp Pendleton during COVID, which was like military COVID proof. And that like saved our business because of the
Wow.
machine coming in. Yeah, it was nuts.
I just think it's so crazy that like you had that experience while you were abroad and your brother called you and then like you like reached out to the universe and the universe literally gave you a sign. Like I know you're a pretty spiritual person, right?
For sure. Yeah,
Like
definitely.
do you feel like that like has played into your life just in so many ways? Like
Oh
your
my God.
spirituality?
100%. Yeah. I mean, I grew up kind of just like open to everything. My mom was pretty spiritual. And she watched The Secret. I don't know if you've seen The Secret. Yeah.
Obviously, The Secret.
Okay, cool. You get it.
I've tried to get through the movie and it's like really fucking weird and I
It's
can't.
weird.
But
It's
like
weird.
I like the book. Like I can't, the movie is like too crazy for me.
Yeah, the book is where it's at. But The Secret came out when I was like a kid, and I watched it with my mom, and we made vision boards like that night. And
Isn't of our childhood. I just can't. You're making vision boards. I'm being put on stimulants. I can't.
well, I also got put on stimulants too, which is a whole other story.
Okay, fair.
But that happened. So I was always open to this stuff, right? Like I grew up, and that was, a huge blessing.
Bless you.
Huge blessing. So I didn't have blocks towards manifestation growing up, but then like I didn't really think anything of it. And then in COVID, I read this book that changed my life
What
called
book?
Journey of Souls. Have you read it?
Write down.
Oh my God, write
What's it called?
it down. It's called Journey of Souls.
I'm
And
literally getting it today.
there's two, so you have to get the first one. The
Okay.
first one has like a second part to the title, but I'll send you a picture of it. And that was like the catalyst of my spiritual like awakening of like we're a soul, like we're a not like a soul and a we're a body with a soul, we're like a soul and a body. Like it was this like huge awakening for me where I was like, okay, I was reading it and I was like, I remember this shit. Like it was crazy. And that's kind of where like I started really getting more tapped into my spirituality and like surrendering to the universe and like leveraging like the law of attraction and like all the things that manifestation like teaches. But yeah, it's
Wow.
definitely
When you say like, because people talk about law of attraction, they talk about all this stuff, but like when you say you leverage it, like what does that mean?
so it's really broken down into understanding that we're all energy, like realizing that we're all energy, and the way we can figure out how we're vibrating is by how we're feeling, and the way that we attract shit is by tapping into the frequency of it.
Right.
So like if and what I've learned and what I'm learning is a practice every day to like focus on my energy and to get into the right headspace because it's a practice. Like I can't just do it once and like be good. But what I'm learning is like in order to attract what I want, I have to embody the version of myself who's already attracted it. Like
So hard,
it's so hard.
be challenging.
It's very challenging. And so like what I like to do is create like pretend I'm literally pretend I'm acting in a movie my whole life. Okay. I
No,
create
it's
a
amazing.
character and like this is my character and I just wake up and like I read the script, like the character, and I step into character and like, okay, I'm gonna start now. Like, because you have to just kind of like be it until you become it is what I've learned. And it starts to change your mindset, like as you start practicing and like programming yourself to like feeling and believing and thinking as if this future version of yourself does, it starts to actually catch up with reality.
Right. It's so true. I really struggle with that.
It's
Like it's tough, but like sometimes I really like will sit there and I think of my best version of myself and I'm like I feel like I can see her, but I can't always feel her. Like I
yeah.
can see her. I'm like she's here. Like this body, this life, but like I'm like I don't know like I need to you need to like feel that. And I feel like it's like, what are some things that you do to get into the energy besides like the script and the character, which I think is really fucking smart?
Have you tried like future scripting? Like something that's really helped me is journaling. And it's like I'm journaling my life, like writing about my life as if it's happening in the present, or like I'm explaining my life yesterday, like what I'm doing in my life, but I'm my myself in 5 years from now. Like, I'm not kidding you that, like, I, so many things that I've written about 5 years ago has happened that I wrote about, like, in my, like, apartment in college where, like, we closed Amazon and I, like, wrote about it. Like, oh my God, today we closed Amazon. It was incredible. They reached out to us on our website and they literally, Amazon reached out to us on our website.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. I think it's honestly like being, like, trying to train your imagination and, like, writing it and then, like, just, like, having fun with it and not being so, like it's hard, way harder. It's easier said than done, obviously. But the more you do it, I feel like the easier it can get, where you just start, like, feeling as if what you're writing is happening, like, more of a reality.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, and I find this for myself, like sometimes we don't know what we like want. And so
Yeah.
I think that is like when you're like scripting something, sometimes I'll like start writing something in that future. And then I'm like, wait, what do I want? Do I really want that? Like, and then you're like, well, what am I writing for? And I feel like the idea is just to allow yourself to dream
For sure.
and like to just allow yourself to be whatever it is, whether it's like what you want or whether it changes.
And it's okay to change. Like, it's totally, like, my dreams have totally changed, like, from what I thought I wanted 7 years ago, you know? Like, we evolve and that's normal.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing what you've done.
Thank you.
I just think it's like, because like, I'm in the world of like coaching and services. Like, I think the product world is so like, I think what you're doing is really cool. And I think you're also doing it with your brother, which I think is like so nice. Are you guys best friends or do you guys want to kill each other?
We've gone to therapy together. And so that, yeah, that has been great. We actually should get back into it because I see
We need to get the fuck back into
yeah. Like, we should have gotten into it yesterday. Like, we've taken a hiatus and I can feel the effects of not doing it.
therapy's
But
way off.
yeah, for sure. We're best friends and we're not talking about work and we're not working. We're really close. When we're in work mode, we butt heads and it is tough. But the thing that we have going for us is our skill sets are completely different. So we complement each other really well with what we're good at and we're bad at. So, like, we stay in our own lanes for the most part. And, like, my ADHD does play a huge, like, block with the shit, some of the shit that I'm doing. Like,
Like, what, tell me.
and Tristan gets, remember his name is Tristan, he gets really frustrated. Like, I'm really bad at, like, step by step, like, following the details of, like, organizing, like, operations, for example. Like, we have to follow a bunch of steps and if they, like, do forms, I'm, like, doing logistics. A lot of my role is, like, creating the routes and then creating these forms to schedule installations. And there's a lot of steps involved and I've always just not been good at that.
Laughing because I just like I get it. Like, what
Like, I'll miss shit and turns like, you're half-assing it. I'm like, I'm not half-assing it. I literally just am doing my life. Like,
Yeah, no,
I
for
missed
sure.
it. And I was like, the day that I'm not doing this shit is the day that you'll feel happier in this company. Like, once we can hire someone to replace this part of my role, we'll
Yeah.
all be in a better place because I'm making so many mistakes constantly. And,
What kind of mistakes? Because I need someone, I need to feel better about myself. What kind of mistakes do you make?
today, so it's, we do a lot of stuff through Slack and Tristan's, like, monday.com, different softwares. And we have this form I was supposed to fill out and I filled out the wrong form. Like, we have all these links in a Slack and I just, like, picked a link and I didn't read and, like, actually focus. And I just picked it, filled it out and ended up, like, fucking up all this stuff. And I was like, you know, shoot me. Like,
It's the small stuff.
it's the small stuff and it's draining, but it's also just, like, you know, I don't think I struggle with, like, the self-talk of, like, am I ever gonna be good at that or is that just who I am? Like, but I don't enjoy doing it anyway. So even if I'll never be good at it, I'm okay. Like, I don't wanna do it.
Right. Like, that's so true. It's like, it's so easy to be like, I'm bad at this, but then it's like, I don't even fucking like this. So
Yeah.
like, who fucking cares if I'm bad at
Exactly. Like, that just shows you shouldn't be doing it. And there's people you can hire that are gonna be way better at it than you, who will do a great job.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Let's hear it. Make me feel better about myself.
Okay, so I had a short stunt recently at a Pilates studio. Okay, I worked the front desk at a Pilates studio really recently. I was in a not good place and I was like, fuck entrepreneurship. I'm gonna work at a Pilates studio at the front desk. Everyone was like, "What's wrong with you, Ricky?" And I was like, "I don't know. Something's wrong with me." I just was like, I needed, okay, I wanted to get like more structure, and I just was like over my business, and it was like not a good moment. And this was literally 1 month ago, okay? So I'm like, I'm gonna work the front desk at a Pilates studio. I don't even know what that means, okay? So I like, they hire me because I'm great at sales and I sold myself to them. It's like minimum, less than minimum wage. Obviously not doing it for the money. Like, I run my business.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I had to be sit down to talk to from the manager, no, literally to the point where they were like the fourth time, oh, 3 weeks, was there for 3 weeks, I got fired.
I'm crying. You're kidding.
After 3 weeks, I'm like, is this even
why
legal?
Did they sit you down about, like, what were you doing wrong?
Oh, first of all, I was like, is it even legal to fire someone after 3 weeks? Like, I don't even know if that's legal. Second of all, okay, the first thing was they were like, we got two complaints that you were rude. They were
like, wait, stop. Oh my God.
First of all, do you know the studio's MDR?
The one in Marina?
Yeah, they're like the most popular Pilates studio in like this part of LA and West LA.
They never greet you there. Like, how could you be rude? Like, if you do nothing, people don't talk to you.
Two complaints that I was an asshole. So the first complaint was that like somebody walked in and I was like, can you please hold on? Like, I was, they were like, you were rude. You gave them attitude. I was like, okay. Like, that's her perspective. And they were like, okay, well, she's paying. So I was like, well, that's just that's perspective. Like, you don't know if I was actually being rude. And she was like, well, we had actually another complaint.
Oh my God.
That you were just like, that you were bored and you just like didn't look like you wanted to be there. I was like, it was 5 a.m. I didn't want to be there. I was like, I wanted to be sleeping. You're absolutely correct. I do not want to be there. So
yeah.
Like, listen, we need you to sign this agreement. So if you have one more time that you're rude, we have to terminate you. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I signed this agreement.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, how many more signs can you send me that this is not the right fit?
So yeah.
Then I go into my shift, okay? And first of all, I was so embarrassed. This girl, I walk in, I go into my shift. This girl comes up to the front desk. She goes, I know you. And I'm like, oh God. I'm like, how do you know me? She's like, I literally just watched you on TikTok. She's like, you work at a Pilates studio? I'm like, I can't. I'm like, stop. She's like, I literally watch you every day. Like, you changed my life. Like, I didn't know you worked at a Pilates studio. Because like half of my story is like, I'm this successful entrepreneur. And I'm like, mortified. Okay. I'm like, so I whisper, I'm like, I'm just trying it out. She's like, the girl next to me who's like the teacher, she was like, what? And I was like, nothing. So anyways, that happened. So I'm like, this is so fucked up. Okay. So fucked up. Like, whatever. So I was really flustered that day. So I forgot to check in five people. So I marked that five people weren't at the class. And so they all got charged like $25 late fees. So 2 days later, I have another shift and the manager shows up and I'm like, oh my God, are you taking a class? She's like, no, I'm just here to supervise. I'm like, oh, what's wrong? She's like, well, you checked in. You didn't put five people in our class last time and we all give them refunds. She was like, and I heard that like, you just were like kind of all over the place the other day. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, and then I was like, whatever, it's fine. And then 2 days after that, I got a call.
Oh my God.
Teal. Like, you should feel so good about yourself. I get a call from the manager and she goes, do you have time to talk? I was like, I don't have time to talk right now. I literally was like, I'm in a meeting, and I like hung up the phone, and then I emailed them and I was like, listen, I don't think it's working out. they're like, okay, how fast do you want to be done? And I was like, I'm done. So like, that was my 3 weeks as my attempt to be an employee. So
I just think it's a sign that you're literally what you just said. Like, how many signs is the universe going to show you that this is not what we're supposed to be doing?
Like, the universe was like, get out of here. Like, please. Yeah. I literally couldn't even check people in. Do you know how easy it is to check people in? No.
Oh,
all, you
good.
All you have to do is ask them their name. You just have to
that
take their
story name. Is amazing. Honestly, like.
And I was like, I can't. And my dad the other day was like, so how's that new job of yours? I was like, it's great. He's like, no, it's not. Don't lie. I was like, you're right. I kind of got fired/quit. He's like, that was a dumb fucking job anyways.
Yeah, like, you're good without it. So fucking
like, funny. Jobs like that, like, they're for a certain type of person.
For sure. And it's not us.
No, obviously.
Like, I can't even explain how draining it is to do shit like that. And that's why we're bad at it, because we don't care. Like, we're not.
She said it best. She was like, I feel like you don't care. I was like, that's a good feeling. Yeah, you're right. Like, I'm so fucking bored that like I'm making literal mistakes because I'm so bored. And
Yeah.
I'm like working on my business. I'm at the studio and I'm like, what's this fucking place? I just made more money in 25 minutes than I would make here in 7 months. Like, this is so fucking stupid. Anyways.
Literally, like Tristan all the time is like, you're half-assing it, because he operates a completely different way. He does not have ADHD. He's very like analyzer, attention to detail, meticulous, opposite of me. Like, I'm impulsive as fuck.
Or the same.
Act on my gut. Like, I just have inner knowings where I just know and I don't second guess it. But like, I have other skill sets that he doesn't have and vice versa. But like, I'll just never be good at that kind of shit. Sorry.
You just can't. I mean, it would never work if you're both like that.
No.
It would be a disaster. I want to pivot and talk about your love life. I'm so intrigued by Teal's love life.
What do you want to know?
Well, okay, I want to talk about it for a few reasons. First of all, it's a beautiful story. And I think it's a beautiful story on Daniel's end and on your end of just like two people coming together. But I also just want to talk about like, where were you before you met? All my listeners are like, love to hear about love and they love to hear about manifestation. And really, this is just for me because I really want to hear it. But so, Teal's engaged to a wonderful guy, and they've only been together for like a year and a half, 2 years,
Literally a year and a half.
which is so crazy. She's going to share the whole story, even though I've already heard it, but it's an incredible story. Tell me where you were before you met Daniel.
So before I met Daniel, well, just context on me. Like, I was never a person that had like long relationships. Like, I was probably like 9 months was like my longest relationship ever in my entire life.
Wow.
So in high school, I never had a boyfriend. I was a late bloomer. And then I had my first boyfriend like senior year of college. Like, I was a or junior year of college. So I was just like a late bloomer in general. And I felt like I had a hard time like opening up, I think, and being in my feminine. And I was with like Vendi Bean and working, I was more in my masculine. I had like difficulty getting more in my feminine. And like, I had to do a lot of like, I did a lot of spiritual work on that. But before I met Daniel, I was in a relationship where I met in COVID and we were dating for like 6 months. He lived in Newport, I was in San Diego, and we moved. What was that?
How'd you guys meet?
Hinge. So this is where, like, so in
Hinge
COVID,
sponsor you. They should literally sponsor you.
They absolutely fucking should.
The amount
I'm
of success you've had on Hinge, you should be sponsored.
Well, this one wasn't a success story, so, but it was a great learning experience. So I thought I wanted to manifest a Jewish entrepreneur, and I named it a Jewpreneur. So I was like, I'm gonna find a Jewpreneur, and I downloaded Hinge. It's COVID, and I would write down a list of like every single quality that I wanted in someone. But instead of like, I did that once, but then I started pivoting to like, I'm gonna write a list of everything I wanna feel in a relationship, like to the core of like, I wanna feel, you know, seen. I wanna feel like I'm supported. Like, I wanna be with someone who makes me feel like they're not threatened by success and they like wanna build me up, like things like that.
Like
And like, I realized like every time you date someone that doesn't work out, you tweak your list. You're like, okay, wait, I forgot to add all this shit, you know, like, and I
totally.
actually like, don't really need that XYZ. But this past relationship, we were dating for like 6 months. He moved in with me from Newport. I was like
Wow.
super, super impulsive. I was like, yeah, I thought this is what's so funny is like his backtrack. So his Hinge said Jewish entrepreneur. And so I was like, done, because I'm like looking for that, right? So I'm like instantly like, okay. And then he drove down, and like it was like we had a good date, but I remember calling my mom, and like from the very beginning, it was like she's like, it's not like you're forcing yourself to like this person. And I'm like, didn't think that. I was like, I didn't really want to hear that, but like it was true. It's because he was like what I wrote down on paper of things I wanted in someone, like that I was manifesting. Because this is before when I was writing on like the list of what I wanted, like Jewish, entrepreneur, XYZ, bullshit stuff. And like, yeah, Jewish is great and like all these things, but like I was so attached to the Jewish entrepreneur thing that it was like fucking up my judgment. And so,
A really good point.
you know, like I was really attached to certain parts that literally made me just like force myself to like this person because of the list that I created.
Right.
And it was so clear to me that it wasn't right, but like I wasn't listening. And then he moved in with me and instantly, like literally within 3 weeks, I was like, this isn't gonna work.
Wow.
Like
But how long were you together before you moved in? 20,
6 months.
like a 2 hours? Okay,
And
6 months.
like 6 months. And then we dated for like, maybe it was like 7 months because we dated for like 10 months. Didn't even hit the year mark. But like, I was just like, I live my life super impulsive where I'm like, if it doesn't work out, whatever. Like, I'm in this place, you can move out. Like, I didn't think about the con. I was like, I don't care how it looks. Like, I'm living my life, I'm trying new things. I'm gonna go all in and see what happens. And so he moved in and like, I introduced him to all my friends because he lived in Newport. He got really interconnected into like my circle, and I would say, yeah.
In love, or did you, were you just like, now in retrospect, hold
In
on.
retrospect, like I loved him. It's
Stop
where,
it. Stop
yeah. When.
it. You stop it right now. Be a good girl.
Good girl.
Be a good girl. Okay, keep
In
going.
retrospect, I loved him, but like I don't think I was in love with him. And
Were you
the
like really physically attracted to him? Like, were you
I
like,
was at one point, and then it didn't last. But he was way too feminine for me. Like I was in the energy of it. It just did not work, like at all. And looking back, I hope he never listens to this.
if your ex-boyfriend listens to my podcast, I mean, I guess he could because you'll like share about it, but like,
I doubt it. But like I just don't know what it's not that I don't know what I saw. I don't know that how I was so oblivious to like it not working, you know?
was he very in it?
Yeah, it was hard like breaking up because I felt so bad for hurting him. And then I also like he moved his whole life to San Diego
Right.
and he met like all my friends. So then by that point when we broke up, he moved out.
Wait,
I
when
felt
was this?
alone. This was in 20 2021.
Hold on. This is what I have to hide. I'm so embarrassed. I literally have to hide. I'm like, oh my God, whose dog is that? Q.
Did she see someone? Like,
She sees someone. She's like, fuck you. I'm a big girl. You go, girl. Q, can you just relax, sweetheart? Okay, I think she's done. Okay, keep
okay,
going.
she's chill.
Not a fucking
This
convenience.
was October 2021. We broke up. And then I was in just a lonely spot because all my friends, like the guy friends I had, like kind of took him in and were like pissed at me for breaking his heart. And so I kind of felt like really alone. And my girlfriends were like part of in that group too. And they were dating people in that group. And then I had other girlfriends that all moved away like a year before. So I was like, I gotta make some new girlfriends. Like all my best girlfriends from college were like not in San Diego anymore at this point. And I was just like sad and lonely and like realized like that's when I like would do trips only. I went to Joshua Tree and I felt like I really like found more of myself and figured out what I wanted actually in a relationship. Like the entrepreneurship, like all that stuff didn't really matter. Like he was an entrepreneur, but he was like struggling and like was kind of like,
He's a struggling entrepreneur.
yeah, but also like didn't know where to put his energy. I kind of felt like I was like coaching, you know, and like
God.
a different dynamic in a sense. He's a great person, like great human, like whatever, but it just didn't work out. And so then I was like single for a year. And in that time being single, I was like, I met a whole new group of girlfriends who like I love. And I also was just like doing more things alone, which I always was pretty independent doing shit alone because I was never like in super long relationships, but that's when I realized what I really wanted. Like I wrote down the list of like what I wanted to feel versus like a list of what I wanted the person to have. And
Wait,
I
that's interrupt you.
Yeah.
I really just looked over and looked at, I have this list that I wrote.
What is it? Is it how you want to feel?
Literally, no. That's why when you were saying that, I was like, I need to rewrite in my it's so bad. It's like,
You know what I believe? Like the
neat and
universe.
organized.
Wait, what is it?
It's like very neat, organized, super affectionate with me, calm but outgoing with lots of friends. Like, this is why I'm single.
No, rip that shit up.
We're done.
We're gonna write a new note or a new list, and it's gonna be shit that you actually need because the universe is gonna give you someone who like is meant for you. Like you, I believe in soulmates for sure, and I believe in like, you know, I think we get so caught up in this list that we think we want that's kind of superficial or like that we think that we need, but it's more of how you want to feel, and I think the universe will do the rest.
So what, give me an example of something you wrote down that's not generic.
So I wrote down like I want to find someone who has a very strong sense of self, like who knows who they are, because that was something my last relationship was missing. Like, and I started learning from like I really believe like every relationship is not a fail because you learn so many lessons from them and you learn what you want, what you don't want. But that was a big one. Someone who like I feel deeply, deeply connected with, like in a spiritual, emotional, physical level, like someone who I could be really weird with and fuck around and like laugh, but also be intimate and like sexual, but also have like a deep conversation. Like all those three things have to align.
That's so important. That's like everything.
It's
Someone
everything.
you can laugh with, and someone you can have like the hot sex with.
Exactly. And also like have a deep conversation about like
Totally. And the conversations.
yeah. But that's like honestly hard to find. Like all those few things, like. And so that was like what I was really focused on. And then I just honestly, I like was like, I don't need this right now. I'm like, I'm not looking for it. I'm gonna, you know, if it happens, it happens. But like, I just felt very like grounded in my, like what I wanted to find, but I wasn't like out really like feeling needy for it, you know?
Sure.
So then fast forward a year, I download Hinge again and,
You weren't on, you like stopped. You were not on Hinge or anything.
I
Like, out.
stopped a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I was dating through mutual friends. Like I would be social and do things like that. But like,
Wait,
yeah.
I have a major flashback. I listened to a podcast that you were on, like,
Oh my God.
I think like someone hard launched someone on Instagram. I don't know. And like, I saw you and I was like, who the fuck is this girl dating Danielle? And I was like, I'm gonna look her up because I saw that you used to have a podcast. So I looked you up and you actually literally were on someone's podcast talking about a date that you had went on. And this is like 5 months before you met Danielle. It was a date that you had went on with someone in San Diego. And you were like, listen, San Diego guys are just not it. You were like talking about how like San Diego guys just like were not for you and that you were gonna try to date someone like outside of San
Yes.
Diego. I don't know
Yes.
whose podcast it was. It was like
I
a
think it was
spiritual.
my friend Christina. Was it Christina the channel?
Yeah, it was like spiritual.
Yes, that's what it was. Because he did
Spirit
it. Yeah, I was like, I want to go on your podcast. And I'll, like, if you do a reading for me during the podcast,
was
like.
it. You were like, San Diego, it's like so hard to date guys in San Diego. You're like, I really think I should date someone like not in San. Like, you were like talking about that.
Yes, I knew also to my core, this is so fucking weird, but I would tell my like friends years ago, like my husband's in LA. Like I just knew it. It was weird. Like I just felt it because I just knew they weren't in San Diego. It's so hard to explain, but I was like, they're in LA or they're not here yet. Maybe they're moving, like and gonna visit, but like I'm not gonna meet them in San Diego.
Yeah, so
And
interesting.
like, so I made my Hinge radius, like the max radius to LA. And I remember like leaving my office because like where I used to work in San Diego one day, and I like swipe twice and Daniel appears and like his face, like I felt something when I saw his picture. And then I saw his hometown said Johannesburg, which is where my dad's from, South Africa.
That's just wild.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
So
So
what
then
did you feel when you saw his face? You're just like, this person's so hot.
I was just like, well, I
Like,
thought he was hot, but I also was like, this person looks familiar. Like I felt like I've seen him before. Like it was like a weird feeling. And so I messaged him and I was like, because the South African term is how's it? Like, how's it, Ricky? Like, it's what people say, like, what's up? So I like said, how's it, Daniel? Oh wait, no, I didn't. I said, "A, my dad's from Joburg," and he said, "How's it, Teal?" But like 3 days later, so I like forgot about him for a second because he didn't respond for a minute. But the
Did you guys
Joburg,
match or did you like send him a rose?
I just liked him and then messaged him. Like
Gotcha.
I liked him and I said, "A, my dad's from Joburg." That's what I said, and then he said, "How's it, Teal?" And then I look him up on Instagram because his handle was on his page, and our
Yeah.
mutual friends are like my cousins and my aunt, and like
That's like so weird
it
and
was
random.
so I was like, oh, he's also Jewish. I said that on his on, I think
Yeah.
it said Jewish, but it was obvious. And so I was like, fuck, we're related because
Question. Did
yeah.
your was your age range like really big? Because I know you
Yeah.
guys were like 10 or 8 years apart or something.
Yeah, he were 10 years apart, 10 and a half years, and I think I had mine at like 45.
I need to send mine. Got it.
I was just like, I'm over these babies insane. Because like the guys in San Diego too would be like 38, but act 28. Like I don't know if that's an LA thing too, but Peter.
Yes.
So I was like, fuck it, I always knew I was gonna be someone older. Like, I don't know, I just felt it. And so I looked him up on Instagram. I was like, we have to be related because our mutuals are my family members. And so I was like, why are these our mutuals? And he was like, wait, are you Cooper? I was like, yeah. He was like, no shit. Like I grew up with your first cousin. I was the best man in his wedding.
Wow.
And I was at that wedding and I was like, what? Like, this is crazy. And so he
Were you
like,
messaging on Hinge?
what was that?
Messaging on Hinge,
Yeah, this
right?
is
Okay.
all on Hinge. Messaging like back and forth for like a week. And I'm like, when is this guy gonna ask for my number? Like, what's going on? And so like we were like the connection was crazy. Like the crazy banter was like, I haven't had this in so long. You know, when you feel that, you're like, wow, like this feels amazing. You're like excited to look for their message and talk to them. Turns out like we were at the same place already twice in our life. Like two of my cousins' weddings, we were there, he was there, but huge age difference, didn't know each other, didn't get into each other's paths. So then I'm like, this is the longest I've ever talked to anyone on Hinge before. Like, hint, hint, like ask for my number.
So taken back. He didn't ask for your number, like he.
So it's funny because the place that he was at in his life was he literally just gave up on dating. Like he was like, I'm accepting this is my path. Maybe I'm just meant to be alone. Like he never really went on Hinge, but he paid for the feature where people could like him that aren't in his radius, but his radius was like 0.5 miles, like from Santa Monica. So the only reason why he saw me was
His radius of market. Market to grandpa.
Yeah. And the reason why he saw me is because he paid for the feature. And so he got the notification that I messaged him. And
Wait,
but
hold on. That's so interesting. He really was just like, I'm giving up.
he was just like in like a space where he was like, I'm surrendered. Like this is, I guess, my path. Like, yeah, he was like in a pretty low place when it comes to dating. He was just like not giving up, but more of just like, I'm not gonna seek it or try anymore. Like, I think he was a little defeated in a sense,
Yeah.
you know? But that's when I feel like when you stop seeking it is when it happens. Like, I don't know. I hear that story so many times of like it happening like that. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, he wasn't like super,
So he wasn't like he was
forward.
like talking to you, but he wasn't like in that space where he was like, I want to, like, I don't know what this is. So like he wasn't thinking like, let me give you my number or let me take your number right away.
I think that he was like excited, but I don't think he was like, he didn't, yeah, it wasn't like he was like, let me get your number after talking for like a couple hours, like days of messaging on Hinge. And then our first date, like we were gonna meet in the middle. And
So he did it. So you were like, give me, like, can you take my
yeah.
number?
So then I was like, this is the longest I've ever talked to anyone. Like, this is a record for the amount like of time I've been on a Hinge chat for or something. And he was like, yeah, you caught me, or like you like something like I had the conversation somewhere, but he was like, you beat me to it, like I was just gonna ask for your number or something. So he got my number and he was in LA, I'm in San Diego. I'm like, how's this gonna work? Like, where are we gonna meet up for the first time? And I would go to LA for work, but I lied and said I was gonna be in LA for like some trade, like a networking thing to see if he'd be like, oh, great, like let's hang out while you're here. I'd love to take you on a date. Like, so I made some lie up and I was like, I'm gonna be in LA on like next Thursday for this like networking thing. And his response was like, It wasn't like, oh, I'd love to take you on a date. It was like, oh, cool. Like, let me know when you're here and like we can meet up. And I was like, no. Like, I was just like, okay, this lie beat me and like did not work out for me. So then I ended up saying, like, oh, my trade show thing got or event got canceled. Like, I'm not coming up. He knows all this now,
Yeah.
obviously. But then we were gonna meet up in Newport and I ended up going to some like party and I got so hungover I couldn't meet him that day, like where I was supposed to meet up with him. And then the last time we like had a plan to meet in Newport, I like knew this pokey place I wanted to take him to. That's like my favorite spot in Newport. And then we'd go to like a rooftop bar and get a drink after. It's like great. So we drive, like meet in the middle, and I was like in the restaurant. He tells the story like it's actually crazy because he says that when I came out of the restaurant to like find him and he's like in line at the restaurant, that he saw like a white aura around my body, like as I'm walking up to him. And he's like, I've never seen auras before in my life. Like, I've never seen, I'm not like a super spiritual, he's spiritual, but in his own way. Like, he doesn't talk about auras and like, you know, but he says he saw like an aura around me. And then we like hugged and he was like, he's like, it was just like an instant connection. Like, when I saw him, I was like, oh damn, like he's hot. Like I knew he was cute, but like it was just like instant attraction and like instant connection and like talk for literally like a 9 hour date. And the whole time we were like not like we acted like we knew each other for so long. Like it was crazy. And then he came to San Diego 2 days later and like we've talked every like day since then, since the date.
Hold on. Okay. So when he like hugged you, what is he like? Does he say like when he hugged you, does he like, because I know he's older. I know that he like probably knew what he wanted. Did he like knew he wanted to marry you right away?
We both on that date texted our friends separately that we think we met our husband and our wife.
That's so fucking crazy.
I know. Like he texted his friend, we both went to the bathroom and he says like he texted his friends in a group chat and I texted mine like I think I met my husband and he was like I think I just met my wife. Like we both felt that on the first date. It was wild. And like the whole drive home we were talking the whole time like
On the phone.
yeah, from the drive home from Newport to San Diego and like for him to go back to LA, we talked the whole car ride home. And then we talked literally every day since then. Wild.
That is so crazy.
I know. And it's so crazy. I
Would
was
you
not
just
expecting it that time either. Like it kind of just came out of nowhere.
I just feel like every time I have a great thing, she's a fucking radar. She's like,
Yeah.
mom wants to talk, mom wants a question. Q, calm down, honey. I just think it's crazy. Like, I mean, I think it's crazy on his end too, because the only like way that I knew Daniel was like he'd go out all the time and like party with his friends and like he's
Yeah.
really cute and handsome. So like all girls love him. So
Yeah.
I just feel like just the fact that he knew like that he had texted his friends that like he must have known like right away because like I think guys do. I think guys do know. Like I've
For sure.
heard that like guys know.
Yeah.
Like it's just faster for them.
100%. Like, and I hear that too all the time. Like the guy knows and it takes the girl a minute as
Yeah.
well. But like I also just
Do.
I was like, this is it. And it felt like I felt like I've known him in lifetimes before. Like I felt that like so strongly. And then we went to Burning Man 2 weeks later. And then
That was like such a beautiful. No, I remember that post you posted. I like have been stalking you for like a year.
I love it
You
so
posted
much.
some, you posted something about like when the universe like you wanted to go to Burning Man, you manifested Burning Man, then you manifested your person who had a ticket to Burning Man. Like it's so beautiful.
It was wild. Like, I'm such a believer in manifestation because of all of this shit that's happened, like, in my
Yeah.
life. Like, I literally was like, I told the universe I want to go to Burning Man if it's meant to be, like, show me. And then I had multiple different things appear with Burning Man. Like, but then with Daniel, when we matched, I saw on his feed that he's been a bunch. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I wonder if he's going this year. And then we were talking about it. He's like, yeah, I have an extra ticket. And at our first date, he was like, you should come. And I'm like, I literally just met you, but like, I'm down. Like, It was crazy. Like you're
He
Burning
was serious. And
Man,
Burning Man's intense.
so intense. Like you're in a tent with this person. You're driving up for like 9 hours. You're with all like some of his closest friends he's known his whole life. Like you're not really showering. Like you're in the
Yeah.
tent. Like it's a wild experience, but it was amazing. Like it could have gone either way, you know. Like I knew it was gonna bring us either stronger or like end it, but I knew it was gonna like be the latter. It was gonna bring us way closer together. It was
You
nuts.
that was like only 2 weeks after you were dating?
2 weeks.
Three weeks?
Two, literally.
Wait, so you literally were like falling in love.
Yeah, like I told him I loved him at Burning Man for the, and I was the one who said it first.
You
And
didn't say how.
I've said I loved guys before, but I've never said it first. But like, it's never felt like this. Like, this is the first time where I was like, I think in my whole life that I've actually fully been in love, which is crazy. But and we weren't on drugs when we said it; like we were sober. But you're so stimulated there that you feel
Yeah.
so like your heart's so open like the whole time. But yeah,
Wait, what were you doing when you said like you're just sitting there chilling?
we're laying on a lawn chair, like dripping sweat because it was so fucking hot. Like it was like a heat wave, and like we were putting ice on each other's bodies because it's so hot. And I said it, and he was like, "I've been wanting to tell you this since like I met you." Like, and it was just like an instant thing. It was crazy. You
Oh my God.
know.
So beautiful though.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know, like I was not expecting it at all. But like I also at the same time like manifested this kind of love too, where I was like, I want the love where you just meet them and you fucking know. Like it's not like you have to force it. It's not like you have to like kind of convince them to like you. Like they see you like deeply in your soul, like, and they just like, it's one of those like deep connections, like a soulmate connection, you know? And I think we all have that.
For sure. I mean, the psych, the fucking name is psychic that I went to told me Quinn was my soulmate. I was a little disappointed,
Wait, what did
but
she say again?
it's fine. She was like, "Do you have a dog?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I'm getting a soulmate connection." I'm like, "Please don't."
No, but we have a lot of soulmates. Like,
No, I'm kidding, but I was just like, "Are you getting any other connections, ma'am?"
what did she say?
She said yes, but like she said so much shit to me that just like none of it has come true. Remember I told you about this
Yeah.
at and
At
like
Ali. Yeah.
yeah, and it was like a month prior and none of it's come true yet, but like, you know, it's fine.
I think timelines always change and like what's tapped in at that moment, but like things can change that like the person that she might have tapped into like has their own shit they need to work on before they can connect and
They got married.
yeah, or that.
Person she tapped and just died. So they literally died.
Oh my
So
God. On to the next.
on to the next. That's so crazy though. Now you're getting married.
I know.
When did
Wild.
you guys start talking about marriage? Like at Burning Man.
I think it was one of those things where we were just like, we knew we're getting married. Like it was just like an unspoken thing, but then we started talking about it, not at Burning Man, but
But like you
like
just knew.
6 months in, just kind of knew. Like not even like way before that. Well, but I was like moving here from San Diego to LA. I moved in after 6 months of dating. So we for sure talked about it before then. But I don't remember when it like came up for the first time. It was more like it was just known. Yeah. It's gonna happen for you. I know it. Like you're gonna meet someone and you're gonna fucking know.
Everyone keeps telling me that. I'm like, guys, it's okay.
No. Like it will. It's gonna happen when you least expect it, when you're not even looking for it.
What if you're like always? I feel like I'm not actually looking for it, but I feel like just because like I'm getting older and I'm like I want babies and like it's like you just think about it
Sure.
and I'm just like I'm not like outside my window looking for like Quinn is all fucking day. She's like, "Where's my fucking dad?" But like I feel like I want to be in the energy of like it doesn't matter and I want to surrender and I really try. This is the longest I've ever been single in my whole life. And you know what's so fucked up? I saw a psychic in 2020, the end of 2000, no, 2021, who said I was going to be single for 3 years. And I laughed in her face. First of all, I almost like fucking got, I was so upset with her. I was like, "What?" She was like, "You'll be single for 3 full years."
And are
I
you
was
in third year right now?
yes, I've been single for 3 full years. I was like, why? She's like, because you're not meant to do the next 3 years with anybody.
So those
She was
men
like,
make you better?
what'd you say?
Make you feel better?
No, it doesn't make me feel better. I mean, it
I
does, but
it
like,
would, because you're like, okay, I'm fucking like getting this out of my system in 3 years, and then I'm gonna meet someone incredible because I like waited, you know?
totally. And someone said something the other day that like the person that I'm gonna meet has probably also been waiting, like is also not like settling, and is like also waiting for someone like me. Like it will just be like the same level of person.
Exactly.
Like no, like you know, people get married young and like, or they get married when they're like going through certain things. Not everybody, or they find people. I feel like I've really like gone through like the hardest parts of my journey, and I feel like I just
Yeah.
wasn't meant to do that with somebody.
No,
Like,
you're the best version of yourself now to attract in like your soulmate life partner, and like you
yeah.
wouldn't have been able to tap into that frequency before, like before you like evolved, you know? Like I believe it's all about timing, and like
It is
I
all
it
timing.
makes a lot of sense. Like you're at, when is it 3 years over? Because I feel like the next day, like you're gonna meet
Is
someone.
he over today? I don't know. I'm like, and then I was like, oh, should I freeze my eggs? Like, you know, you just think about all these things. I like made an appointment today, like Beverly Hills doctor. I'm like, and only because like I'm actually terrified I'm gonna ruin my future by not freezing my eggs. But I also feel like I'll be fine.
Yeah, my best friend just did it and like has a bunch of recs if you want to talk to her, but she had a great experience, but she's also super young, and it was just like a peace of mind thing for her, where she was like, I just want to do this for me, so I don't put that energy into dating. But I also
Right.
think like, I think like it's one of those stresses that society gives us, but like
I agree.
if
I
you feel
agree.
like you're gonna be fun, like I don't think you need to do that unless you feel like you want to because of like how you're feeling.
My whole thing, and this is like really kind of like sad, and I'm working through it, is that like I feel like I don't want to be the reason I don't have children, and I don't want all the things that I were like was addicted to, and all the things that I did that would have timelined me very differently to be the reason I can't have kids. Like, I don't want to fuck. It's like you don't want to be the reason something doesn't happen. And for some reason, that's my mindset. Like, I will be the reason it doesn't happen unless I get my eggs frozen. And I honestly feel very young biologically. Like,
Yeah.
I've never been on birth control. I get my period the same day every month. Like, I'm on no medications. Like, I feel like I'll be fine, but I think it's like society. And I also have that thing of like, what if you're the reason that you can't have kids? Like, what if you're like your inability to like make the appointment or do like, honestly, I don't want to put that stuff in my body. I'm like not.
No, then don't do it. It's literally just like these fears that have been projected onto you from everyone else around us. And I also think that like the way that served me as a belief system, like that's I think gonna help serve you and shift that, is like you can't change, like you can't fuck up your life by an action. Like I really believe like if you are desiring to have children, like the universe is gonna align things for you to make that happen. Like you can't fuck up the destiny behind that. Like if you're
Right.
destined to be a mom because you want it, and it's like if it's not on your heart, you wouldn't meant to. Like if it's on your heart, it's like because it's meant for a reason. Like you're desiring that because it's for you, and I don't believe that you can do anything to like jeopardize that or like change the, like you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I really do believe that. And I think it's society. I think it's
It
like so society and like the way they make you feel about your body getting older, and it's like I feel like I'm healthier than like 80% of people in the world. And I just
yeah.
if they can have fucking kids, like I'll
Yeah.
be fine. Like,
Exactly. We're having kids so much later, and it's
I
become so
know.
normalized. It's just not what like society's used to. Like, please can't.
No. And like our parents all had babies at like when they were 12.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great, but like, you know, it's so different now.
It's so good.
But your love story gives me a lot of hope.
I'm telling you, like, don't give
Will end. Especially because like I know Daniel's older and like it's just like I'm 36. Like I think even people that are listening to this, like it's people, I think there's like this like stigma of like, if you want somebody, it's like needy energy. If you want that, it's needy energy. And I don't believe that. I think we're like so designed to be with someone. And like, I, for the first time in my life, it's like not, it's not need, it's desire. It's like a want.
Yeah.
And I think like, it's okay to want that. And I also think it's good to surrender, because too much of it could feel like I don't need someone because like, I'm not okay on my own. Like I'm too good on my own. You know what I mean? Do you
For
know
sure.
What I mean?
100%.
Quinn and I are good. Like we're
yeah.
good. We're a great, like we're good. Like
yeah.
It's not even that. It's just like the next step.
That's good. Like you're putting that desire out there. You have the intention, like you're going to find it. Like it's going to find you. Like
everyone's
you.
Advocating for me. It's too funny.
What?
Everyone's advocating for me to find someone because of how much I share on Instagram. Everyone's like, I get messages too, and they're like, you're gonna find someone. I'm like, thanks, guys.
No, but it's one of the things where I know it's gonna be like when it's a story like this, it's because it's gonna be such a powerful love that's gonna make it all worth it. Like
I know.
It's not gonna be one of those like surface level, you're settling, like you're waiting for a reason. Like this is your life path for a reason. Like I really believe that. And
it's
it's
so great.
Worth the wait.
It's gonna be great. And then we're gonna, and then he's gonna be, it's gonna be one of those things where just like, it's gonna make so much sense. I agree with that. It's gonna be like a big love and everyone's gonna be a part of it. And it's gonna be this whole thing. And it's just gonna be like such a beautiful experience. I just need to remember that when I'm like in those moments.
For sure. And
Yeah.
I also think the later it happens, like in life, the more we know we ourselves and the more we know what we want, and it just attracts any right person versus like, you just said, like, if it happened 5 years ago, maybe you're going through like a really rough time, you wouldn't have attracted in the right person because of where you were at in your life. Like it all
That
leads
person.
to
Yeah.
right now, you know?
I had to get off the Adderall, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Teal. So I've done this new thing with guests. You might
Okay.
get a guest. Where, okay, you give me one piece of advice for life, business, and love.
Okay,
So we can
life.
start with that. Also, I'm taking a picture of us. Okay, hold on. Too fast. Wait, hold on. Oh, come on, phone. Oh, shit. Shit, shit. Okay, hold on. Okay, now we're doing it. So cute.
I love it.
Keep
Okay,
going.
Life, business, love. Okay, love, I would say kind of what we talked about, where I think it all comes down to self-worth, honestly, like how we view ourselves, how we love ourselves. And I think this whole life journey is a journey of learning self-love. Like there's
totally.
so many different fucking experiences and we're all going through our own journey, but it's all connected at the end of the day with self-love. And I think if you can get to a place where you have like feel really good about yourself, then I think that and you figure out what you want and like how you feel, I think it's all gonna fall into place. Like I really do feel that. Like the universe will put the right person into your path. So I would say like my advice is like focus on self-worth and self-love and like getting to a good place in that. And then with business, I would say just fucking do it. Like start, don't wait to perfect anything. Don't wait to like delay it. Don't wait to, because like you're scared of what, you know, people might think, like just go for it. Like it's never too late. You're always going to be pivoting and iterating and like perfecting as it goes, but like, you're never going to know what you need to do until you start. And then life, I would say, I think what my biggest like lesson has been with life is like your beliefs create your reality, and like bring that every day. Like literally, like it's limitless. There's infinite potential we can tap into, and the only limits we have are the ones we put on ourselves from our own mind. And we all have different upbringings. We all have different like beliefs that were programmed from like our families when we were little, or from teachers or whoever. And it's like remembering like we can change all of that, and it's actually like unlimited abundance that we live in, and remembering that versus like living in scarcity that the society wants us to like be, you know, structured in. It's like a constant reminder of like, it's all about our beliefs. Like we have to just remember that like our beliefs create our reality.
It's
Is what.
so true. I love that. Thank you for coming on.
Yay, that was so fun.
Best.
We just hung out for like an hour. It was
We
great.
did just hang out for like an hour. That was amazing.
So fun.
So fun. You're the best, Teal.
You're the best. I'm like so proud of you, honestly. Like, I'm so proud of everything you're doing. And I believe so wholeheartedly that you're like changing lives and you're doing what you're meant to be doing. Like, I think I told you this when I met you. I was like, you're stepping into your path, or you have stepped into it. It's just obvious.
Thank you. I appreciate that, especially because like people tell me that, but like I feel like some people I don't like I respect you as like a person. Not that I don't respect these other people, but like they're strangers on the internet. Like
Sure.
it's nice to hear it from someone that you like respect and admire, who's like also a female entrepreneur. It's
For
like
sure. You
it's
can
just a
just
different.
tell. Like I'm telling you, you can just tell when like you're aligned, you know, and I think you're just doing like the right things. And I just want to say like keep going, even when shit gets hard. Life's
You're the
hard.
best. Ooh, can be hard.
Yeah.
I need to write it. I'm gonna write a new list.
Yeah, wait, send me your list when you're done.
Going to. I need
Yeah.
accountability.
Send me, I think you have my number.
Do I have your number?
Let me look.
Do you DM it to me?
I will. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it right now.
I literally was about to be like, what's your number? And I'm like, wait, we're literally recording a podcast. What's your address?
You're probably right. We were messaging on Instagram.
What are
Yeah,
you
you're
guys doing? Just hanging?
Daniel's on a golf trip. I'm going to dinner with some girlfriends and then just chill night. I don't want to be crazy. What are you doing?
Gonna go to, Janie Golden. You know her. You do. You met her.
At
My
that.
good friend. She's good friends with Noah. You met her like at
Oh, yes.
Rig. I'm just gonna go there for dinner.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Actually, I'm not having dinner because I'm fasting, but I'm gonna go there and watch her eat.
Why are you fasting?
I like to fast. Okay, so I am like a few things. First of all, I'm still like I feel like my body just got back to normal after getting off Adderall. Like it's been one full year now, so my hormones are all fucked up. I gained 7 pounds over the year, which is like so traumatizing for me.
I get it.
I'm used to being very, very, very small. So gaining 7 pounds is traumatizing for me. And I haven't been able to lose the weight, because I think my body just like needed to heal. And like every time I did something, I would get bloated or like everything was like so bad for a long time. And I feel like in the last 2 months, I've like really healed my gut and healed my hormones. And I used to fast all the time when I was an Adderall.
Well, because it doesn't make you hungry. That makes sense.
It like that. I didn't even mean it like that. No, I really didn't eat on Adderall, but like I also fasted. Like I was an active participant and I'm a very big believer in fasting. I just love it. And I also was like fasting 24/7 because I was on Adderall. But I
Yeah.
used to fast from like 5 to like 9 every day. But I also like wasn't eating. So it was just like I was in a permanent state of fast.
Oh
So when
my
I
God.
got off Adderall and I wasn't able to lose the weight, I would go back to what I was doing when I was on Adderall, right? Like I would be fasting, but I didn't realize my body was in such a state of stress that it was actually like making me gain weight because I was like my body was so hungry from like all the years. And then I was putting in another state of stress. What I learned was that I was fasting at the wrong time of my cycle. So I would fast the week before my cycle, which is the worst time that you could ever fast. Like you should do no fasting at all because your hormones are all like fucked up. So I took a break from fasting and then I like read this book called Fast Like a Girl, which is an incredible book. And I started fasting like this last week. You're supposed to fast on your cycle, which I don't think people know. Like the day you get your period, you're supposed to fast. It's like the least amount of people say that they're really hungry on their period, but I actually don't have a big appetite while I'm on my period. I have a big appetite before my period,
Same, same.
but that's because your estrogen is lowered. So whatever. Anyways, long story short, I realized I was fasting wrong. So I started fasting this last week and I just have felt like a lot better. So I've been fasting from like 5, I'll stop eating at like 5 p.m. and then I'll eat again at like 8:45 a.m.
Oh wow. So you skip dinner or do you eat like
I have dinner.
a 4
I'll
p.m.?
eat dinner at like 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. Like I'll eat at 5.
But what
I
I
mean,
was doing,
super, yeah.
I didn't realize though, like I was eating like a lot for dopamine. I didn't realize that. Like I was kind of replacing every, like I gained weight just like because I was gonna gain weight no matter what. Like it's literally impossible when you're on the medication for so long and you get off. Like you, I'm very lucky I only gained 7 pounds. Like
Yeah.
people, women are gaining 20, 30, 40 pounds. It's crazy. But I feel like it's a mental thing for me too. Like I'm really trying to change my relationship with food and not depend on it for dopamine. And I just think that like fasting creates a better relationship with it doesn't create like a, you would think it would create like an unhealthy relationship, but when you're like so when you're using something for dopamine all the time, like your body needs a break. So I'm just like trying to like train my body more in my mind of like, am I really hungry or am I just like bored? Am I
Yeah.
eating dopamine? And since I can only fast like for 2 weeks out of the month because like my period, I'm just like doing it. So today I'm doing a 20-hour fast. I
The last 2 days I ate at 5 and I was in bed at like 9 starving, but like I didn't eat because I was like it's 9:30 p.m. But like I was wondering if that's doing anything good to my body. Like the
It's so good for your body. It's so I call it a rest and digest. Your body needs time to digest food. So I just automatically, like when I was on Adderall and stuff, I never ate 3.5 hours before. I stopped eating 3 hours before bed, no matter what. When I stopped Adderall, I stopped following that rule because my body was so hungry. Like it was just making, so I didn't realize I was eating and then going to bed an hour later. Like you just, but like I also go to bed like at 9:30. I'm like,
Yeah.
so I have to stop eating early. Like
Yeah.
I'm not going to bed at 11:30 or 12. So like people are like, wow, you eat so early. I'm like, well, not really. Like I go to bed early. So like I
I don't
have to
think
stop.
it's crazy at all. Like before I
It's not.
lived with Daniel, I used to eat at 5 and get in bed by 9. Like
Yeah,
5.
that's the life
And
that you live.
now I'm like compromising my like
Yeah.
I'm sure what like more of what he would like, but we like meet in the middle, but that's not crazy. Yeah.
Not crazy at all. And it's so much better for your stomach and your digestive system to take a break. It's not supposed to be digesting food 24/7. It's
No.
really not good
I
for
think
you.
snacking is bad.
Wait, what'd you say?
Snacking.
So that's the other thing that I'm like working on. Because people that are ADHD, I'm sure you can relate, are dopamine seekers. So it's like snacking is like another hit of dopamine. But I was never used to that when I was on Adderall. Because you don't snack on Adderall, you just don't fucking eat. Like you just, I mean, I ate, but like not like I ate 2 meals a day when I was on Adderall, which honestly I think is like super.
People do
I think
that.
you eat your meals right, like you don't need to be eating that much throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I was always snacking, and so when I got off Adderall, it was like I didn't know how to eat. So now I'm just like, it's not. Yeah, I want to lose like 5 pounds. I really do, but whatever. My listeners like are gonna freak out if I say that. They're like, you have an eating disorder. With like, I'm always gonna care to look like I'm always gonna be like that. Like it is what it is.
That's very
But
valid. Very normal, like that's not
yeah,
crazy. No.
no, the whole body positive. I can't. But like, I so anyways, I've been fasting this last week, and then today I was like, well, maybe if I stop eating at 2 p.m., I could do a 20-hour fast.
You stop eating today at 2. I would
It's
die.
kind of like, a game. And I won't, it's like a mental game for me because it's like, I don't know. I feel like I've been using food in a bad way this last year, not a healthy way. And so I just feel like fasting gives my body a break. It's also really good for your insulin. I don't know. It could be like totally crazy, but.
I've heard that water fast, like a 3 day water fast where you're just drinking water for 3 days, can cure cancer. Like
No,
it
like.
Literally.
Cells,
and it like kills off this disease cells. Like, but I haven't heard if it's like good to do it on a daily. Like that's like a 3 day fast that you do like
it's too
once
much.
a quarter. Like.
So the girl that I read it from, her name is Mindy. She's like a doctor in fasting. She says that you should do variation fast. So like you do 13-hour fasts in a row, and then you take a break for one day, and then you do a 20-hour fast, and then you do a 10-hour fast. Like you don't want to do the same fast every single day. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't really feel hungry. And
Yeah,
I
listen to your body. Like, if you're starving, I would say like you should listen to your body.
was starving, I would eat.
Yeah.
Like if I feel my blood sugar dropping, I'll eat. Like maybe
Yeah.
I'm like hungry, like I drink some fucking hot water and like I'm fine. But I'm
Yeah.
supposed to go to my friend's tonight for dinner, and she's gonna be like, I can't with you. That's me, I'm fasting. I can't. I don't know. I really want to learn how to fast the correct way, because I think it's like it's incredible for your body,
Yeah.
but it's just a mental game.
Sounds like you're doing it the right way, like the 5 to morning, like
Yeah,
right.
I don't. I really want to do a 36-hour fast. So,
I mean, I have a friend that does it and he's like obsessed with it, but he'll do it like once a year.
well, and guys and girls are different.
Yeah.
But I did do a 28-hour fast once, and it was like life changing for me, because like you realize how much energy you have in your body no matter what. Like your energy is not dependent on food. It's just not. Like we have unlimited amounts of energy. I'll never forget, and then we'll be done. I'll never forget. I read this. Have you read The Untethered Soul?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember, there's a part that was like, why, when you go through a breakup and you're fucking depressed, okay, and you're eating a bunch of pizza, or maybe you haven't eaten it at all, and your place is a mess, and everything is horrible, and you're so tired, okay? You're just exhausted. And then all of a sudden, your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend texts you and says, I'm coming over. All of a sudden, you were in bed for 3 days. Now your apartment is clean. You have so much energy. Like you didn't change anything about your diet. You weren't even eating, but now you have unlimited energy. So he was just saying how like we have unlimited energy no matter what. And it's
Yeah.
not the food that gives us energy. It's not the drinks that give us energy. It's not the working out. We have energy. We just don't know how to always tap into it. And I always think of that example whenever I feel low energy. Like I was really low energy before this podcast. And I was like, I'm so tired. But like, I'm obviously not tired.
Yeah,
Like it's,
you have the
yeah,
energy.
you
Well,
said.
100%. And I think like different, like people bring out energy in you or drink.
Totally.
And
Or
I
drain.
whenever I hear about the fast, I feel like I hear that the hunger wears away eventually, and
Yes.
then you're just like living your life, which I've
You're
never
going off the energy you have. Like
Yeah.
your body will give you energy. That's what it's meant to do. Like because if it doesn't know where to get its food, it starts like using its own energy.
Yeah. And
And
that's where like the health starts happening.
exactly. And that's, I think it's really good for people with ADHD to do a fast like once a month, so they can fast from like all the dopamine.
Oh, that's interesting.
The sugar, the food.
I feel like when I get hungry, I feel like the world is ending. Like I have to eat. Like I need
Yeah, no, okay, but those
it.
are real hunger things. But like, do you ever eat out of boredom, or do you have a really good relationship with food?
I have a good relationship with food, but I didn't always used to have that. Like I would say when I was on birth control, I got off of it and I gained weight. Like I didn't feel like health good in my body because of like, I think birth control being on it for so long. And I would like count calories. I'd feel stressed when eating, like I wasn't digesting things properly. And
Wow.
then like I went, this is a whole other fucking story, but I had jaw
First,
surgery.
welcome to the second podcast episode.
Just can't shut the fuck up nonstop. But I had to gain 10 pounds because I purposely had to gain 10 pounds because I had jaw surgery.
When?
And this is another part of like, I forget about this, but this is what made me who I am as well. I had two jaw surgeries. The first one was my summer after graduating college. I had this like rare disease where my bite like was closed. I got braces and my bite was normal. And then in college, it started opening. Like my whole bite started shifting. And it shifted so much that when I bit down, it was like this.
Oh
And
my
I
God.
couldn't chew. I had like this crazy lisp because like my mouth wouldn't close. And so I had to get reconstructive jaw surgery. Break your jaw.
Wait, hold on. This is her least favorite dog.
You see it passing?
I try really hard to be really calm.
He has a great, great bark.
What'd you say?
It's a scary bark.
Teal, it's fucking terrifying.
Like, I'd be scared.
Quinn, are you done? Sweetheart? Okay. Let me know when you're done. QQ, come to mama. Come here, come love bug. Come in here, sweetie.
The poor neighbors.
I'm gonna get evicted. Okay, yeah. So
basically, like, that changed my life. And I had to get braces. My mouth was wired shut for like a month. I couldn't eat. And like
Kanye West. That's what he had to do.
Yeah, it was insane. It was nuts. I gained weight and then I lost weight, and like I went through all of these crazy things to where like eventually food was just it changed my relationship with food because I had to blend food for months. I couldn't eat food, and it changed something in me. And it's like ever since then I've had like a healthy relationship with food. I don't know.
You're just like, it's food.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's food, it's fuel. Like, I've never been like, when I go out to eat, like I eat like a foodie, but when I'm cooking, I'm like
right.
Yeah.
Shh. Just be quiet. Just calm down. Like, just literally. This is why, Quinn, you're never gonna have a daddy like this.
No, the dad will put her in shape.
Oh, she fucking needs a dad. She needs a fucking male dominant to shut her up. QQ. Okay. Now I actually have to go because my neighbors are.
Yeah, I have to go too. Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.